Oh, right. Actually, there's, maybe I'll just continue.
Finally, continuing with Karl Marx, finally, in its struggle against the 1848 revolution in France, the parliamentary republic found itself compelled to strengthen, along with the repressive measures, and that's, see again, that passive voice, found itself, the republic found itself compelled to strengthen, along with the repressive, and see, this is, Marx is such an interesting person. Because just as Karl Popper has pointed out, he loved freedom. And he was righteously devoted to trying to bring about freedom for all of us. And he was just honest in his observations. And that's critical. He said what he meant. He shared what he saw, just like Kropotkin. They have different lenses. They're looking for different things, but they're equally honest and observant. I mean, his powers of observation are just awesome. And what we're going to be seeing in the coming, probably a couple weeks at least, I'm pondering how much and why to spend time with the 18th Brumaire. It grabbed me, and I don't question anymore, but I have to be honest, I don't entirely know why. But I think we need to spend some time with this moment. I mean, I've known that it is this aftermath of the French Revolution. It is a key moment in the history of class in which the tiny few, it's sort of their, what's that name for your, it's like their birth almost. The birth of themselves as a conscious actor. And they made themselves, as V. Gordon Shield says, you know, I think he was in sympathy with these guys, if not one of them, even though he called himself a Marxist. V. Gordon Shield. Man makes himself. They were making, literally, themselves with their raw material, us and their children. So they were taking the world in hand. And this is the moment at which this incomparably honest person, Marx, captures and lays down for us his observations, his thoughts. And if he's not seeing something, it's significant. We need to ask ourselves how to construct better lenses, how to know what we're looking for as we commit ourselves to working together for a free future. Anyway, I'm over time. I started early. Time is very flexible with me these days. I apologize if not for you. And anyway, thank you so much for listening and taking the time to help, for all of us together trying to think these matters through. And I'm stalling here because I didn't complete that thought, and I'm hoping I will recover it and be able to include it in the excerpt for this show, but it's not coming. I was trying to figure out for myself why we need to spend this time with Marx in this moment, take the time to interrupt Alice. And I lost my train of thought. I mean, largely it is because we have to all do this together. And so many folk are wedded to the notion of there being a set of laws that they that need to be discovered, as opposed to a recognition that Marxist theory itself has been used to keep us uncertain. I'm sure it gets back to that whole notion of a certainty disproportion between us and the so-called rulers. And I guess I'll just have to figure it if there's anything to figure out, and have it be the introduction to the opening of next week's show. Thank you, as always. I know you're holding me in your heart. I know you know I'm holding you in mine. Until next week, peace.